Hello everyone, it's been a while. There's something I wanted to share today. So I was talking to my mom on the phone last night and she was telling me about a certain situation, one of her relationships, and she was disappointed by the outcome of the decision the other person had made without, you know, going into details too much. But she was basically disappointed because what she had imagined would happen didn't. And when she explained from her perspective what would have happened, I was like, is this really what you thought was going to happen? Is this really what you wanted to happen and kind of the solution you thought would solve your problem? It's not a problem, but it's kind of a way she found to, let's put it this way, solve a problem she currently has. And to me, because I'm not in the situation, it was so obvious that that was not gonna happen, but also that would not have made her happy, and that was not the solution. In other words, I'm gonna try to find other words to describe it. It's so easy when you're not in it, of course. It was more a feeling. It made me smile almost, but her disappointment was real. And she didn't notice that was not really a solution, and nor was it what she actually wanted. For me, it was very clear, but for her, it's like, oh yeah, it's a perfect solution. And I think it made me realize how often we want the wrong solution, you know? It's not that we want the wrong thing, but we focus on the wrong thing. We think that thing is gonna bring us whatever emotion or have a specific outcome, but we're looking in the wrong, kind of with the wrong glasses or from the wrong perspective. And and then I wondered, how many times do I do that in my life? How many times do I try to find a quick fix to whatever problem I have? And I'm like, okay, that will do. Let's then focus on that and want that when it's not sustainable or it's not gonna make me happy or it's the wrong thing to focus on because it's just a quick fix or it's just what I can see. But there are so many things that could be the solution, but we cannot even think about them because it's not in our reality yet. So I guess with the eclipse season right now, it's the perfect topic. Apparently, I'm not too much into astrology. I love reading about it, but I don't know anything about it myself. But apparently it's a time of surrender, and it's very difficult sometimes when we want to know so badly what's going to happen next and what we need to focus on. Right now I'm facing something that I'm trying to find a solution for, but I'm very aware to not rush to conclusion or to not rush towards what I would have rushed towards in the past, a quick fix or the old pattern or what I know. And so what's left is I don't know if I don't go towards what I used to go towards in the past, the known, the convenient, the safe, comfortable, well then it's like It's almost like I'm at the edge of a cliff. It sounds very dramatic, but it's like, oh, what's there? What's on the other side? And I don't know. And so I'm trying to surrender, and some days are easier than others, but there is also really no other way right now because I don't know the solution, and I also don't want to go towards the old patterns and comfortable, easy, safe solution. So I'm waiting. I think it's super important to, it's again, I've talked so many times about the want behind the want, and that's exactly it. What's the want behind the want? I don't have a solution. I just wanted to talk and leave you a voice message. No, but maybe the solution or the invitation, let's say, is to, and this is an invitation for myself also, is to observe more than act maybe, or to really reflect on what it is that we want right now, like truly, deeply. Not just a quick fix, not just the solution for next month, but in the long run, what is it? What is it really? That's the invitation. What's the priority? And if you need support, let me know. I'd be happy to hold space for the inquiring. It's always so much easier with someone else who asks the questions. DM me or send me an email at contact@ofelicabanero.com. I offer one-on-one sessions on Zoom. You can do it from anywhere, at any time. I mean, almost any time. Happy eclipse season and month of September.